All righty. Good morning. I call this regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It's 10 o'clock on Wednesday, September 21st. My name is Julie Fedorchak. I'm chair of the commission. Present with me on the phone is Randy Christman, I believe. Randy, can you hear me?
I hear you just fine. Thank you.
Excellent. Randy is on the road today, had to be out and is participating in some SPP meetings this afternoon. So he's available by phone. And our other commissioner, Sherry Haugen-Hofford, is on quarantine with COVID issues. So we do have a quorum with Randy and I, and we'll proceed in that manner. We have a few items on the consent in previous minutes. I move they be approved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve and Randy. Randy, do you have any opening comments?
No, I was just going to emphasize what you already alluded to, that have a very important SPP meeting this afternoon. And so need to be gone for that, and thus I'm calling in.
Excellent.
But I have all the material.
And as we know, it's super important for us to be engaged regularly and continually with those grid operators like SPP. I know you're doing really important things there, Randy, in your role as the chair of the Regional State Committee. And, so being engaged in that, those processes, both at SPP and MISO, are a top priority for all of us. So thank you for all your work there. Let's see. I don't really have any opening comments at this point, so I think we can just move right into the regular agenda. And I have two items on the regular agenda. I move the commission suspend the tariff and rates and issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Northern States Power Company franchise fee, City of Fargo, tariff and rates, case number PU-22-360.
Second.
Thank you, Randy. On September 2nd, NSP filed an application for revisions to its surcharge rider tariff to incorporate the changes approved by the City of Fargo, North Dakota, providing for a franchise fee discount to large users of gas. The tariff revisions would cause a decrease to some North Dakota customers. The issues to be considered in this matter are whether the proposed tariff changes are reasonable and whether the tariff changes should be approved. Comments and requests for hearings must be received by November 2nd, and if appropriate, the commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. My next motion, I move the commission assess an application fee of $10,000 and issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Montana Dakota Utilities Company, North Dakota Soybean Processors, Inc., Cass County, Public Convenience and Necessity, case number PU-22-362.
Second.
Thank you, Randy. On September 7th of 2022, MDU filed an application for a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity to construct and operate a natural gas distribution system to serve North Dakota Soybean Processors, Incorporated's facilities near Castleton, North Dakota in Cass County. The issues to be considered in this proceeding are, is there a need for the service? Is MDU technically, financially, and managerially fit and able to provide the service? What is the effect on the other public utilities providing similar service? And is the proposed service adequate? Those interested are invited to comment on the application in writing. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons for requesting a hearing Comments and requests for hearing must be received by November 4th, and if appropriate, the Commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
All right. Thank you, Steve. That concludes the regular agenda. That might be record time.
Commissioner?
Yes.
Did we do the minutes and the consent agenda?
Yes. I got a little out of order. We did that first, and then we went to opening comments.
Oh, well, can I point something out in the consent agenda yet?
Sure.
It doesn't change any.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really, but on consent RC1, the original memo had a line in there about this not being the annual meeting because that's in the spring, and I just didn't notice that, but now this is the annual meeting, and so we fixed it, but only just minutes before the meeting. So I don't know if you had that. So if others get a revised memo here now and maybe didn't see it before, that's all it was. It's some conversation about whether this is the annual meeting or the fall conference or what.
Okay.
Otherwise, everything else is.
So this is just for my own understanding of how Lignite is doing their meetings. This is their annual meeting next
this
week.
This is their annual meeting. Years ago, it was in the fall, and then they changed this to a fall conference and had their annual meeting in the spring for a few years. Now they've brought it all back together again, and this is the annual meeting.
Okay. And are they still doing the spring, or is that to remain to be determined?
I don't think there will be anything in the spring, but I don't know if that'll change.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right, so we're still in record time. A few announcements. The North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting is taking place. Started last night, I believe, today and tomorrow, and I think that some of us will be participating in that. I am now speaking tomorrow morning, Randy, in place of Sherry's speech because she's not able to attend. So I'll pick that up. We had an information exchange. Go ahead.
I'm still not worried.
Okay.
Either.
Thank you for that. We had an information exchange yesterday with NSP on their wind turbines experiences with the red lights. That was a very illuminating, shall we say, discussion. And I thought it was really good. We got some great data on the three projects that are theirs, the three farms that are theirs. And we'll have more of those coming up. Next Tuesday, we will be meeting with NextEra Energy to discuss all of their projects. And so I think that those discussions for any media that might be interested are pretty, they're pretty interesting to learn more about what the technology is and how they're working to make it as beneficial as possible and what the current results are. Also next week we have, so that's on Tuesday, we are meeting with at NextEra Tuesday at 1:30. September 28th and 29th is Lignite Energy Council's annual meeting. I expect that there will be a number of folks from our agency participating in that, and you might want to be tuned into one of the keynote speeches, which is titled, can I remember the title of my own speech? Mass Exodus: How Climate Policies and Market Failures are creating grid challenges for the U.S. So that is on Wednesday the 28th, and then they have a bunch of other really much more interesting sessions planned. And then we've got the Association of Counties annual meeting in early October also on our agenda, and more information exchanges on wind lighting issues. So that kind of gives a peek into the next few weeks at the commission. All right, so with that, we will take a brief recess. And any questions from Dave Thompson, who is here, and I don't know if any others are on the line. And then we'll probably go straight into our admin portion. But for now.